What do you think, Hannah? Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. Would you see Cher or would you see Kiss and David Lee Roth in concert?
You know, I would see Cher. I was just listening to Believe the other day. Someone, I have a much younger friend who was asking for an introduction to the music of the 90s. Ah. I felt that Believe, you know, if you're just doing an overview of the decade, you can't leave out Cher. Anyway.
Right. Any of the decades from the 60s until, right. You know, of course, you know, Cher could, I suppose she could have toured with Kiss because she and Gene Simmons were an item briefly at one point.
Really?
Yes, back before before he met, what's her name? Shannon Tweed? Is that who he ended up cohabitating with for all those years? But yeah, Gene Simmons and Cher were a number. I suppose they shared hair care secrets.
They probably did.
I'm thinking. Just thinking. Hair and makeup secrets, probably.
Right.
Well, there. Enough of that. Should we get into what's going on at the West Bend Public Library?
You know, I guess we could.
All right. You know, we can get down the road somewhere here. End of the month coming right up here, so that means that the August reading program probably coming to an end.
It sure is, and I can't believe it's almost the end of August already. But so if you've been participating in the August reading program, that's where kids and teens can earn prizes just for reading during the month of August. You want to bring that reading record in before the 31st. We'll get you a prize bag and a scratch-off ticket so you can see what extra prize you win. So there's some really good stuff, and just a couple days left to get those in, so finish them up maybe over the weekend and stop by next week.
All right, that sounds good. So we're still not doing any in-person events at the library, but you've got stuff going on. You've got stuff going on virtually and so on and so forth. Sometimes I suppose people miss out on that.
Yeah, you know, it's sometimes you hear about things. I hear this a lot. Folks have heard about it. They stopped by the library today and found out there's a program tonight, and they're busy, or they've got something else going on already planned, or, oh, that's when we usually eat supper and we could have planned around it. So if that's you, if you find out about things too late and you want to get on the ball a little bit more, you can sign up for our email newsletter, and you get the whole month's worth of information kind of in one fell swoop in your inbox each month. And it's easy, it's free, and you can unsubscribe, of course, at any time. We don't judge you or anything like that. or if you're listening to the radio and you don't have a pen to write down what I'm talking about, the newsletter might be for you.
Right.
And so it goes out the first of every month, and you can give the library a call or go on our website and kind of scroll down. There's a box that says join our mailing list and get in the know.
There you go. That, you know, seems relatively easy.
You know, I like to think that it is. We try to make things as easy as we can.
Yeah. There we go. We've talked about this before, but it's a good reminder for people because I'm sure they're still getting concerns. When someone brings back materials now and drops them off, they're not off your list in 10 minutes like they usually are.
Right, exactly. We're taking a lot longer to check things in these days because of some recommendations from the American Library Association about how to handle the coronavirus. So we're quarantining things for 96 hours, 4 days. So you bring them back, you put them in the book drop or the media drop, either inside the building or outside if we're closed or if you're just driving through. I love that. The drive-up book drop, so convenient.
Yes,
we drop
indeed.
It off, and then we pick it up, and we quarantine it in a special room that we have reserved in the library for 4 days. And then someone will check it in. So, and we backdate it. So there's a date on the item that says, hey, you know, Rick returned this on Friday. You know, check it in like it's Friday. So you don't get any fines.
Right. Which is fine. Yes.
So it keeps freaking me out because I check my record pretty regularly. I always have, you know, 30 things checked out at a time. Right. I got to keep track of. And
yeah.
Wait, and then I returned that. Okay, well, it's in quarantine.
Right. Also, if people are still uncomfortable, and there are people definitely uncomfortable with going out in public and mixing with crowds and so on and so forth. You've got some accommodations for that as well.
We sure do. So one of the big things is we're offering curbside pickup. So how that works is you would request an item. And what usually happens is you place a request, either we do it for you or you can do it yourself from home. And you get a notification, whether it's an email or a phone call or a text message, that that item is ready for you to pick up. And once you get that notification, give us a call, and we'll get you hooked up with a curbside pickup service.
Sounds very convenient.
It's so convenient. You don't even have to leave the car. Just bring your library card.
Right. Right. Although yesterday would have been a difficult day for curbside.
Right.
Service.
Yeah. So it is kind of weather permitting.
Yeah. A little damp
yesterday.
You don't
want the books getting damaged or whatever. And then.
Right. Right. So also, I've been noticing, and we've talked a little bit about, you're posting librarian profiles.
We sure are. So every Monday we've been doing a profile of a different librarian on social media. So we're on Facebook and Instagram, and you can keep track of library happenings that way, but also some fun behind-the-scenes stuff. So Monday we posted about Miss Terica, our children's librarian, and some of her favorite books and favorite characters and favorite movies based on books and her pets and all that sort of fun stuff. So That's kind of fun to check out. And plus, you know, there's always just some good reminders. Sometimes we have social media contests and giveaways and that kind of thing. They're, you know, Facebook exclusive or whatever. So you want to keep an eye on that. It's West Bend Library on Instagram and West Bend Community Memorial Library on Facebook.
All right. And also available as a podcast.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So we've got a podcast that drops on the 15th of every month. I've got my guest lined up for September, and I'm very, very excited to talk some spooky young adult literature with everyone. That's one of my, well, two of my favorite topics combined into one topic.
Ah, there you go.
So, looking forward to that. We get book recommendations and all that. That's Pager is the name of the podcast, and it's anywhere that you listen to podcasts and on our YouTube channel, where you will also find virtual story times and other fun stuff.
All right. There you go. Also, we should talk about library hours, because we're back to what we're going to call the pre-pandemic hours, I guess.
Yes, we are currently at those hours. So the library is open if you do want to stop by or if you want to make a call. Really with any sort of question or about curbside pickup. We're open Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fridays we open at 9 and close at 6. And Saturdays we're open 9 to 1 p.m. So a little shorter day on Saturdays. And we are closed Sundays. So you want to make sure you get everything you need done during the week. Wearing a face covering is now required while you use the library, and our social distancing policy remains in effect. So we ask people to keep their visits brief and limit the number of people in your group as much as possible. People have been surprised, you know, that our study rooms have a limited capacity now. Our meeting rooms still aren't available to rent. So there's a couple of things. The details of that whole policy are on our website, and we're happy to answer questions about that as well. And if you need help requesting items or you do have questions about anything I've talked about today, the number is 262-335-5151. And if you're looking to come say hi or drop off some returns or anything like that, we're at 630 Poplar Street and the westbendlibrary.org. Westbendlibrary.org is the website.
All right. Sounds good. Well, hey, thank you. And have a good week and stay cool. And we'll chat next Wednesday.
Hey, thanks. I know it's hard for you to do anything other than stay cool, but you
as
well.
Yeah, I know. Hey.
Hey.
All right. Thanks, Hannah. Have a good week.
Take it easy. Thank
Bye-bye.
You, too.